Israel Madad is our gentleman that we always go to, and we love talking with him. He lives in Shiloh. He brings a lot to the table, helping us to understand what's taking place in the Mideast and in Israel, surrounding countries, the involvement of not only the two-state solution, but then Europe getting involved and what's happening. And he's very involved in the Temple Mount, and it's always good to hear what's taking place on the Temple Mount with the Temple Institute and helping us to understand how that's becoming more and more relevant and more observed by a lot of Jews in the land of Israel, to some that don't understand all that, surprisingly enough. Well, another person that we go to is a friend of ours for a long time, has been, and I was just talking with, it's Steve Herzig. If you've been with us around the year, through the years, that Steve Herzig was always the one that we would go to about the time of the Jewish holidays. And Steve, welcome to the program.
Well, Jimmy, good to be here with you.
It's good to have you with us. You know, folks, I don't know, and sometimes I feel like I want to let people know, because for many years I produced the program, but I was just telling Steve, he's genuinely, folks, he's one of the most nicest guys that I know. Not only has he been with us in conferences, and I got to know Steve as he taught, which I love to hear him speak. I've run into him in Israel. In fact, one time we were standing in line coming back from Jordan in a lot, and we just were standing in a security line to get back into Israel. Another time I went to see him locally at a church here, and I wanted to just sit and hear him teach, and he is so knowledgeable, and if you've been listening over the years, you know how knowledgeable Steve is. And Steve, it is a Jewish holiday, and you're back with us.
Well, Jimmy, you're so gracious and kind. I love doing it, talking with your father and going over whatever holiday, holy day it was. And I do remember each of those incidences that you talked about, seeing you at the border. That was exciting, seeing a face. And then a couple times as I spoke, for you to spend the time and make a special effort to come hear me speak and teach was just wonderful. And then after your dad went to be with the Lord, asking me to continue.
So yes,
I just really, really appreciate it. And we do have a holiday coming up, and it's Hanukkah. I love Hanukkah. You know, the saying is that whenever there's a Jewish holiday, it usually means that there was bad time for Israel. They had a fight. We won, and let's eat.
I love that. So it is Hanukkah, and here's some of the questions that we're going to talk about today, Steve. So when does Hanukkah start? What is the significance of the festival, and how is it celebrated? Now, despite not being mentioned in the Torah, Hanukkah is one of the most highly anticipated and joyous Jewish festivals of the entire year. When does Hanukkah begin this year?
Well, Jimmy, it begins Sunday evening, November 28th, and it runs till Monday, till the evening of Monday, December 6th, because, you know, as I know you know this, when the sun goes down, that's officially the next day. Mm. They don't use 12 o'clock midnight. They don't use the sun. Well, they use the sun in the sense that when it goes down and it gets dark, that's the next day. So a full day is from sunset to sunset the next day.
Okay. Now, why is it different? And a lot of people always, and again, you know, we're just helping people to understand, why is it on different days? Like, there are some years, I think the last time was maybe 2016 when Hanukkah and Christmas overlapped. But why is it different from year to year?
Well, you know, we have a regular calendar you and I use, Gregorian calendar,
mm-hmm.
and that's a solar calendar. Jewish people use a Hebrew calendar. The Bible uses a Hebrew calendar. It's a lunar calendar. And instead of a leap day that we have once every 4 years, one day every 4 years, they have a leap month called Adar 2, which they put in about six times every 19 years. Otherwise, the holidays, since it's 30 days according to the moon, it would end up being, you end up celebrating certain holidays way at the wrong time of year. So it's always adjusted. And so while I was growing up, I would ask my parents, is such and such holiday early or late this year.
Yeah.
Because so for Hanukkah, an early date would be really right around now. The end of November would be an early date. And usually it starts around the first or second week in December. And so that's really the reason why.
Now, it happens on the Jewish month of Kislev on the 25th day, correct? And so
that is correct.
So what is the significance of the festival?
Oh, Jimmy, the significance is amazing. I could take you to Jeremiah chapter 31, starting in verse 35, and it really has the formula to destroy the Jews. A lot of people don't know that, but God put in his word, through the prophet Jeremiah, the formula to wipe us all out. And that formula is rather simple to understand. God said that if you can go up into the heavens and turn the light out to the sun, so find that light switch, and once you turn the light off to the sun, the moon won't reflect its light. So that's step number one. Step number two is to take the foundation of the earth, get your Stanley tape measure, give us the measurement of the foundation of the earth, and oh, by the way, give us the dimensions of the universe. That is the sky, the whole dimensions. And so the reply is going to be, wait a minute, no one can possibly do that. That's exactly right. And so the formula to destroy the Jewish people is to become God, and there's only one of him. And man can never duplicate what God does, which means that Jewish people aren't going away. Unfortunately, none of the people who've tried to wipe us out through history and even currently got that memo. I wish Antiochus Epiphanes would have gotten that memo back in 165 BC, a Syrian general who took over, one of the four who took over for Alexander, and he was on his way to attack Egypt, but they had a pact with Rome. And when Rome found out that he wanted to take over, they warned him, and he better stay away or he would meet their wrath. They were coming power. And so as he went back through Israel, Jimmy, he got angry. He was like a child, spoiled child, angry. And he decided to legislate through force a removal of Judaism, to assimilate the Jews or kill them. So he went to the Temple Mount, and he killed a pig on the altar and threw its blood and juice all over the place and declared Jerusalem un-Jewish, that if they celebrated any holiday, followed any law, had circumcisions for their eight-day-old baby boys, all that was outlawed. And as a result, was trying to eliminate the Jewish people, anti-Semitism at its best. Well, what happened is he sent garrisons of soldiers throughout Israel, and he sent one of those garrisons to a place called Modin. You've probably been to the modern Modin. I know I have. And when they got there, they wanted to ask Hellenist Jews, that is those Jews who weren't keeping the law, who were pretty comfortable with being secular, to kill a pig and to eat it in front of the people. Mm. Well, when that they asked the high priest, whose name was Mattathias, he refused to do it. And in fact, when a Hellenist Jew volunteered to do it, he killed him. And he had five sons. There was a riot that broke out. Mattathias and his sons killed that garrison, wiped them out, fled to the mountains, and started guerrilla warfare. Now, the Jewish people were mostly farmers. They weren't fighters. And once battle after battle was won, they gained more and more confidence until 3 years later, the Maccabees and the Jewish people were able to go back to the Temple Mount, go up that Temple Mount, and cleanse that temple. They defeated Antiochus, who thought he was God, defeated him. And the story is, Jimmy, that they only could find one flask of oil, enough that would burn only 24 hours. But the story, and it's a tradition, is that it lasted 8 days, enough for the high priest to get kosher or fit oil for the lamp, the seven-branched menorah, which was in the holy place. So it's a memorial to the miracle that took place. It's a great story, Jimmy, and you were right when you said that Jewish people celebrate this day. They really do. It's a kid's day. because they play dreidel, which has four letters on it, which stand for a Hebrew sentence, which says a great miracle happened there. That's certainly for the diaspora Jews, those of us who are scattered outside of Israel. When they're in Israel, they play dreidel, and it says a great miracle happened here. Mm. And there are numbers of miracles, obviously, Jimmy, that happen in Israel. So that's the basic story of Hanukkah.
Now, how is Hanukkah celebrated today as far as if you're in your family when you were growing up? Can you just kind of talk us through that first night and then what happened night after night after night?
Oh, Jimmy, yeah, it's a great time. As I said before, whenever there's persecution, Jewish people are in trouble, they call unto God, he delivers them, and we eat, just as we do on Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And at Hanukkah, we have anything with oil as a reminder of the great miracle that took place. So donuts are a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Potato pancakes are a big deal. Anything with oil is eaten. And the way we celebrate, we have a menorah. It's called a Hanukkiah. And, you know, Jimmy, you've been in Israel enough to know that when you go to a store to get, if the tourists go to get some sort of gift, they see two different kinds of menorahs. There's the seven-branch menorah and the nine-branch menorah. The seven-branch menorah is the one that models what the temple had, a
mm-hmm.
seven branches outlined in Leviticus and Exodus. But then there's the nine-branch menorah, and that's for Hanukkah. And so the question would be, wait a minute, I just thought you said it was an eight-day miracle,
right?
Not a nine-day miracle. But the key is, Jimmy, that one of the candles is usually higher than the other eight, and that's called the Shamus candle, the servant candle.
Mm.
And according to tradition, again, when I was growing up, you always lit the Shamus candle with a match, and then that candle was the one that lit each of the days. So the first day, as we said, would be the evening of the 28th. There'll be two candles in the menorah. One will be the Shamus candle, and then that candle will light the first day. And then there'll be three candles for the second day and four candles. Every time you light the Shamus, and it serves the other candle by providing the light. And we give gifts as well. We celebrate what happened, that Antiochus was defeated. We rededicated the temple, and we were able to worship, have temple worship once again, which begs the question, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. I know later you'll be talking about Christmas. That mm-hmm. In less than a month, you'll be talking about Christmas. I could tell you, Jimmy, there would be no Christmas unless there was Hanukkah.
Mm.
That's significant. That's why it's so important to us as believers, because Antiochus wanted to wipe out the Jewish people. And it was Judah Maccabee, the eldest son of Mattathias, called the Hammer.
Judah the Hammer. Yep.
That's exactly right. And he and his brothers led the way to save, as it were, Judaism and the Jewish people. And that's the promise that Jeremiah had back in Jeremiah 31. And so through the saving of the Jewish people, of course, would come the promised Messiah from the tribe of Judah.
Mm.
That, of course, would be the Lord Jesus Christ. And so celebrating Hanukkah is significant for Jewish people. It coincides with Christmas. I was growing up, I used to be jealous of all the Gentile Christian people I knew. They'd get all these presents, tons of presents under their tree. Well, we get eight presents. My mother would buy little trinkets, and each day give us a new present, and that kind of tradition still goes on as presents are shared and lights are lit, and it's a joyous, wonderful day.
How can, and I started off this by saying that it's not mentioned in the Torah, but it is mentioned in the scriptures. Daniel prophesied that Antiochus would come. Jesus even went to Jerusalem, and he proclaimed that I am the light of the world right after or during the Festival of Lights. How can we today use this as a way to evangelize to the Jewish people, to our Jewish friends?
Well, you know, you're correct when you say that Hanukkah is not mentioned in the scriptures, in the Old Testament scripture. But you're also correct. In John chapter 10, it's very significant because in John chapter 10 and verse 22, it says, "Now it was the Feast of Dedication, another name for Hanukkah, and it was in Jerusalem, and it was winter, and Jesus walked in the Temple of Solomon's porch." And from verse 22 to verse 30, you have a little account of what was taking place, and the Jewish leadership was having trouble with him being the Messiah, the Son of God. In chapter 8, he forgave a woman caught in adultery. In chapter 9, the blind man, he restored his sight, and so he is demonstrating who he is, and they're rejecting him. And so it's here that he says, using Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication, as the background, he says, "I and my Father are one." And then he says, "No one," that is talking about his sheep. He uses that as an analogy. Mm. He's the great shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. And so he says, "No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand." Mm. We know that Hanukkah demonstrates that God's promise is true. The Jewish people as a nation, as a people, are not going to be wiped out. And we can apply that in our Christian walk once we truly trust Christ as our Savior. And that is a personal decision. And really the only two persons who know is that person and God. But once we do that, we are locked in. There is no power on earth that can snatch them out of his hand. And that's a verse of eternal security, Jimmy, that's so important to you and I, that we know that, hey, it's by grace we're saved through faith, not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works.
Amen.
Lest any man should boast. So that means when we're in Christ, we're locked in, and he uses that holiday, that holy day, that special day of Hanukkah to drive home that point. How could we apply that, and how could we reach out to our Jewish friends? Hey, get them a gift at Hanukkah. I say it doesn't have to be a huge gift, something to acknowledge. If you have a Jewish friend, a neighbor, walk it over to their home, give it to them at their workstation, and just say, "Hey, I know Hanukkah's coming. Have a happy Hanukkah. I love the Jewish people. I'm thankful. If it weren't for them, I wouldn't have my Jewish Savior or my Jewish scripture. So have a great holiday." And I am telling you, Jewish people are so thrilled when they are acknowledged by a people, quite frankly, Christians, who they have perceived for years as being enemies of the Jewish people. Enemies. Mm-hmm. But we're not enemies. We love them. Your father loved them. You love them. I love them. And any Bible-believing Christian who knows his or her word, the Word of God, knows that they should love the Jewish people as well. God loves them, and we should love what God loves. So we should love the Jewish people too.
Amen. Amen. I love it, Steve. Thank you so much. Steve Herzig is with Friends of Israel. You're the national director, correct?
I direct the work in North American ministries.
The North American ministries. You have a podcast. Where can people find your podcast?
Well, you know, that's interesting you ask. If they go to FOI Equip, FOI Equip, and they go on YouTube, they can see our Jew and Gentile podcast. Or if they subscribe at a particular service podcast, whether that's Spotify or Apple or whatever it is, all they have to do is type in the Jew and the Gentile, and they could subscribe to our podcast.
Oh, wow. Folks, you need to do that. You'll get every day or whenever Steve makes a new one, you'll be able to have that and to be able to learn. It's so very important. There's so much to know. Steve, thank you so much again with Friends of Israel, a big supporter. We love their ministry and what they do. We have many friends there, and Steve is one of them over the years. Thank you so much. Steve, Chag Sameach to you this holiday season, the Holy Days, and we'll talk to you again on the next Jewish holiday.
Looking forward to it, Jimmy. Thanks a lot. Lord bless.
Lord bless. Thank you, buddy.